fucking horror. I didn't even fucking pay for this movie, and I want my goddamn money back. I don't know how do you give someone their money back off a free screening of a movie or something like that, but I want my money, I want my time, and I want my fucking hour and a half of sanity that I had before I went into that theater, because, oh my god, people, the fucking witch, which everyone is just raving about. Everyone is raving about. It's like, it's you know, it's damn near this year's It Follows. That's what it is. Where it played at some film festival, and you know how these films go when they play at film festivals. Everybody just walks out of them, especially horror. Oh my god, horror! When it plays at film festival, everybody fucking loves them. Everybody fucking loves. Even if you don't like it, you're gonna give it a pass. Also, I'm gonna go like, well, everybody else likes it, so you know, fuck it, dislike it, but. I am proud to say I did not watch this at some fucking pretentious-ass hipster film festival, nor did I see this with I guess I was going to say the pretentious crowd of L.A., but, you know, I'm watching with film critics, I guess, nowadays. But this movie, off the bat's already a fuck it. I mean, it went from... Okay, you may have a cool little opening here. You know, I went in here with open hands because, hey, like I said on last week's movie spoilers episode, man, you know, you go in there with open hands on these horror films because, look at it, it's got an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, people must love it. I said the same thing with It Follows. Look how the fuck that burned me, too. But damn. Okay, this is set back in, like, Pilgrim Indian days, and I go ahead and give a plot synopsis. It's set in, it'll never say, but I'm gonna take a guess as New England. It just says, doesn't even say new, what part of New England, but 1630s area, I believe. 1630s in New England, and it opens up with this family, pilgrims, pretty much being banned from the colony. You don't know why. You don't know how. You know, they don't really tell you anything. It just, you know, the church is probably pretty much not agreeing with their ways of how they believe in God. I guess. I don't know. Which, by the way, people, it's one of those horror films. A religious horror film. Yay. Oh, and mind you, people, it's the 1600 religious horror film. It's like, oh, God. If you think you got some extreme religious people now, you don't get no more extreme than back in this time period. So, there, you got the family of, I'm not even gonna know how to pronounce this girl's name. Tomason? Yeah. By Anya Taylor-Joy. Ralph Ensign plays William, the father. Kate Dickey plays Catherine. Harvey Scrimshaw plays Caleb, and you got Ellie Granger as Mercy, and Lucas Dawson as Jonas. They play the twins. They're the youngest of the God knows how many fucking kids they had in here. So, they father decides, you know, fuck this colony, we'll leave them, make it on our own, and they find this little land right by the woods, but they say, we're not gonna go in the woods because, you know, it's fucking dangerous in there, but we're gonna live by the woods because, you know, there's a river flowing by, close by, if we need wood, obviously there's trees here, and then plus if we need to eat, we can hunt in the woods. Simple as that, right? It's funny because they move from this out of buttfuck nowhere colony, and then go miles ahead, and it's just out of buttfuck nowhere anyway. So it's like, man, either way you go is in the middle of nowhere. But and they get here, they built their little colony, built a little house, little church over here, a little shed, little place for the animals to coincide. And you got this one black goat. I'm not even gonna fucking waste any time setting up. Well, I guess let me just finish the plot. And I'm so. Next thing you know, I wish I would remember how to fucking pronounce this girl's name. Thomason, there you go, Thomason. She's playing with the baby, and the next thing you know, she's playing peekaboo, and then, I believe where before she could say peek, the baby was gone. And then next thing you know, this is where it was interesting. You see this demon-looking witch bitch or whatever. She's got the baby naked on a fucking tree branch or whatever, and she's caressing the baby. And I'm just like, oh, God, what kind of fucked up, sadistic shit is this? And I know back in the day they used to say that a lot of witches got their power by, you know, doing some fucked up things to infants and things like that or whatever. But she slaughters the baby. They don't show it, but you see the blood off on the tree and stuff, and then she's bathing in the blood or whatever. So that's where the movie was interesting. And then after that, pew, took a hell of a nosedive. So then next, you know, the family is dealing with a lot of turmoil and chaos between, is the daughter a witch now because strange things are happening to the kids and the family itself, blah, blah, blah. Let's go ahead and talk about the fucking movie. There's a plot synopsis. They got a goat in here, people. I kid you fucking not. The twins worship the fucking goat. They at one point in the movie, they believe that the goat, you know, the twins are the witches in the family because they put their faith in the goat other than God. And mind you, they go around the whole goddamn movie calling this goat Black Phillip. I don't know where the fuck this name came from, but it was just throwing me off. And then, I kid you not, towards the end of the fucking movie, people. End of the fucking movie. I'm not setting this up. I don't give a fuck. This movie, after the family's all dead except for this girl, what was this bitch name? I already forgot it. I just got it the last, Thomason. The family's all dead. She goes in there and she talks to the goat. She says, "Goat, if you can hear me, I need you to speak. Thus bow thou speak between thy person," or whatever. That's how they talk or whatever. And then she's getting ready to walk out, and I kid you not, the fucking black goat starts talking. And I remember saying out loud, and people was laughing, because I said, "You gotta be fucking kidding me." The fucking goat started talking, and then the goat tells the bitch to remove her clothes. She takes her clothes off, and then he asks her a series of questions. "Would you like to see the world?" It sounded like fucking Optimus or whatever. "Would you like to see the world? Permission granted, old friend." And he asks her a bunch of questions about this and that, and then she's like, "But how would I see the world?" "I can show you, old friend." And this bitch walks into the woods naked, meanwhile with his goat following, and they go to the middle of the woods where it's a bunch of naked ass women just chanting some shit, and the goat just standing in the fire. And I'm just looking at that, I was like, this is the silliest goddamn thing I think I've seen in quite some time. And then the chick, she just, all the witches, they start floating in the air. You can see titties a little bit from a far distance. Well, you know I can see the titties because that's what I'm looking for. At least something to give me a boner out this goddamn movie, because there was some goddamn incest pedophilia shit going on up in this goddamn movie. That, at least tendencies of it. And then she just starts floating in the movie ended. I was like, man, fuck this movie, man. I want my goddamn money back. I was complaining to the film rep. I said, "You better not show this to nobody." I said, "I don't give a damn who you got to close this theater to, but you better not show this fucking film to nobody." Now, that movie, that ending pissed me off slowly. And because I love it, because people talk about, it's so good that, you know, it's one of those movies that you don't think it's good, but when you're home alone by yourself, you'll start thinking about it, and you'll know it's good. I've been home for about 3 fucking hours, people. I ain't never once thought this goddamn movie was good, not in my serious fucking mind. Not to mention, everybody keeps saying, it's such a slow burn. What you call slow burn, I call fucking boring. This movie was fucking boring, like all goddamn horror films. And it's just like, oh, it's such... And mind you, you can't understand a goddamn thing that no one says in this fucking film. Like, they were having long-ass conversations of dialogue because they got that old colonial-style New England... New English accent going on here and stuff like that, which, mind you, all the people, none of them are American, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken, a couple of them are in Game of Thrones. I'm starting to think that this show, because I'm not that far in it, but I'm starting to think maybe these motherfuckers just ain't good actors, and then people are just more into it with the damn dragons or something like that, or the witches, or something must be tricking people in this goddamn show, because these actors, when it comes to movies, they fucking suck. Now, I'm not going to shit on the actors too much, because I guess they did a good job on what they were supposed to be doing and as far as that accent, but I couldn't understand a fucking thing. How can you give a movie such high fucking praise when half the critics that walked out of this goddamn theater said there was a lot of times in the movie I didn't know what they were talking about because I couldn't understand them. But you know what? It must have been good because they were talking about it for so long. So fuck it, I gotta give it a pass. It's like, no, hell no. No. And then the movie tries to end with some bullshit talking about...
And as you can tell, people, I don't believe in this God shit. So I really don't... When in the movie ends, talking about, we've got this from ancient scriptures. Pretty much it's the equivalent of saying this was based on true story. But then they're saying, we found this out of some artifacts of books. This is how people talked in these days. Or whatever. It's like, yeah, that's fine and all. But you're making a movie, and I need to understand what the fuck these people are talking about. The son in here, the oldest son, I didn't understand nothing he was talking about. The only time I understood him was when he said father, papa, shit like that. That was only everything else he was talking about. They were having long-ass... There was conflict in this movie between the family of what he shouldn't have been doing. I couldn't even tell what it was. I didn't know what in the hell they were talking about. And then the dialect is just so fucking off. It, matter of fact, they make Thor seem like he's speaking fucking American English. And I ain't talking about English like Obama English. I'm talking like the phenomenal one, broken-ass Ebonic English. Okay? I'm talking like that kind of English is how fucked up they were talking in this movie. And so you got this whole movie. And when they are talking and you can't understand them, they're going off about, put yourself in God's hand. No, I don't know why I'm doing my voice like that. That's not how they fucking talking about it. Man. That's how they were talking. Matter of fact, there was one point in the movie where the
father was just mumbling some words because the camera wasn't on him and it was just showing a shot of the house and he was just mumbling because he was crying in tears of his son dying and he just started mumbling some shit. At first you could make out what it was, but then it just trailed off. And he was just like, and then all you hear in the audience is somebody saying, brilliant. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Come on now. Come on. No, did anybody make out what he just fucking said? Ain't nothing brilliant about this shit. There's nothing brilliant about this shit. The music, I didn't give a fuck about them. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't give a shit about the music because I was just so baffled on trying to figure out what the plot of this movie was. And then the son here, he damn near trying to fuck his sister at some points or whatever because he wakes up early one time. And his sister's still sleeping. She's having a nightmare. He stares. Her shirt is unblocked. He's looking down her chest and shit. I was like, the fuck are you staring at? That bitch ain't got no titties. She's like 12 in the damn movie or something like that. 13, whatever she is. She barely has any kind of body whatsoever. And then there's another time at the river when she's in the water or cleaning her father's clothes or whatever. She's cleaning the clothes and he just comes and stares at it. He quick, man, she looks at him and he just kind of turns around real quick. I was just like, first of all, it's your fucking sister. And then they were playing tickling, and he was grabbing on her titties and shit. And I was like, so the way the witch gets the brother, y'all gonna laugh at this shit. Because I can tell you this right now. If this is supposed to be like a seduction of Satan to take you away from God, then fuck me. I'm as good as gone, man. Because they get lost in the woods when they went to go look in the woods or whatever. I'm not gonna lie, I don't even know what the conflict of it was because I couldn't make out what nobody was fucking saying while they went in the woods in the first fucking place to go get this food. But something about selling the daughter to a whore factory or whatever, I don't know. And they get separated because this fucking rabbit, there's a fucking rabbit in here. He shows up like 3 times in the movie. He's just sitting there shaking. He like tweaking and shit like he's that fucking squirrel from Ice Age or something like that. He's just tweaking. And they played this loud-ass music. And I will commend the movie on not having cheap-ass horror jump scares on scene. But I gotta say, with the music, they had some cheap-ass horror jump scares because they were just playing that music, amping it up. Because you know how they do in horror movies when they amp music up to where something's gonna happen. But then in this movie, really nothing happened. So I just found that to be kind of cheap. So the music was kind of fucking bothering me at that point. Everybody keeps talking about it creates atmosphere. Fuck atmosphere. Atmosphere ain't no horror. Ain't no atmosphere in horror, okay? And so everything gets split up because the horse, he loses his mind. He sees this rabbit. He freaks the fuck out. He runs off. The dog says, fuck it, I'm going off somewhere. He said, I'm chasing this rabbit. And the boy chases the rabbit and the dog. The sister gets knocked out. Next you know it, he's lost. and he finds this house. It's like a fucking like Hansel and Gretel, witch in the woods and shit like that. Which is funny because the director, even though this is his first mainstream film, I don't even know if you can call horror a mainstream film nowadays. This is his first man, but he made a little short. It was an action film of Hansel and Gretel. So yeah, as you can see, he's putting this shit in the movie, and this witch comes out. You just see a body come out, and she's got this little Red Riding Hood hood on and shit. And she comes out, her titties is just popping out. She's gorgeous in the face, and the boy, he's shaking, he's scared, but he goes closer and closer. And I was like, if that's a temptation of hell, then I'm sorry, Jesus, but I'm fucked then, because that girl is just too fine. I'd have been like, come here, girl. And she makes out with this little boy. And, you know, she grabs him by the head, and you see the claws come out of her hands. I'd have been like, it'd have been worth it. Fuck it. It'd have been worth it. Just as long as I can titty fuck them titties real quick or whatever. Shit. Turn one into chocolate milk and turn the one into strawberry milk. We'd be delicious together. But, So the whole day passes by. This is where shit gets funny. He shows back up, the son, because the parents are worried. Son shows back up, butt-ass naked. And they like, what's wrong with him? He's sick. Oh, he's sick. This boy got herpes. I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. This boy is so goddamn horny. He finally got some ass or some lip locks or whatever it was or whatever. He comes back with herpes on the lips and shit like that. And they worried, like, it's a witch curse. I'm just like, nah, I think that's just some topical cream you need to put them on that lip and shit. He had, like, some black marks around his lips and shit like that. I was looking like, I wish I was a doctor this time, because I'd have looked at that and be like, oh, girl, that ain't witchcraft. Oh, man, he just got a little hurt. Put this three times on a day or whatever, and that shit should clear up in about 2 weeks or so. You know, people are like, how the hell you know that? Don't worry about that. It's not important right now. And this shit just had me laughing, because he's sweating his ass off, whatever and shit, and he's talking some shit that I don't understand, because this boy, throughout the whole movie, I didn't understand, and he's not contorting his body, but his lower body is sticking up in the air, and I was just like, oh, that chlamydia must be burning on his pee hole or something like that, because the dick's sticking out and shit like that. And I love it, because everybody just starts ratting on people at this time, whatever. The twins are like, she's the witch or whatever, and she's like, no, they're the witch right there. They worship that fucking black goat in there or whatever. And I'm just like, y'all gotta be kidding me. The goat fucking talks to people. And this, still, the father out of craziness, because the son dies. I don't know what he was chanting. He was chanting about something about God or whatever, but I love it, because he starts coughing up something. It's a fucking apple, because he lied earlier about they were looking for an apple tree. And he's coughing up a fucking apple. And I'm like, yeah, instead of like wiping the blood off of him or helping him cough that apple out, you motherfuckers are holding hands and praying. Yeah, when the fuck is a prayer ever stop anyone from choking to death? I digress, whatever, stupid as shit. And that was another reason why I couldn't get behind the movie. The movie was just heavily, heavily religious. I mean, Jesus, I know in this time frame everything revolved around God and Satan and everything, but my fucking God, dude, every moment of this fucking movie was, give yourself to God, and I don't know why I keep talking like that. Nobody in this movie talked like that, because they were speaking some broken fucking native tongue or whatever. And Eric, give yourself to God, and he'll strike. I did not raise my daughter to be a witch, because she is in the hands of God. We believed in God so much that this was impossible for it to happen. It's just like, oh my God, somebody shut them the fuck up, please. It was just painful, minute by minute for me, and I was just sitting there, and I was just like, I can't take no more of this shit. There was about a moment in the theater where I was just like, I grabbed on the rail, I was sitting on the edge, and I was just like, you know, I think I'm about to walk out, because this movie actually has no plot, it has no point, it's not getting anywhere. It's just basically, just like all horror movies, horror movies today really just don't have plot stories. They don't have a story to tell you. It's just like, oh, it's funny, because most people was like, well, at least it's not, you know, them moving into a house and shit. Funny enough, yes it is. They got kicked out of one house and they moved into a new house that they built, whatever, and the demonic structure had happened all again. Supernatural shit kicked in or whatever. And I can't take supernatural as it is. You throw some religious shit in there throughout the whole damn movie and you're just like, oh my God, come on now. Y'all beat me over the fucking head with this shit. And then it gets to the point where they talking about, oh no, the twin, the fucking 5-year-old kids over here or whatever, the twins put their faith into a fucking black goat that they named Black Phillip. Goat constantly shaking and shit. And then you find out the goat is fucking real. And it starts talking at one point. And he just like... And then even the father, when he gets killed by the fucking goat, you just like... Everything in here is just fucking silly at this point. Everything is ridiculous. I don't even know how... Fuck this movie. Yeah, it's a fuck it. It's a fucking fuck it. I mean, seriously... People, why the hell are y'all praising this? I've heard so many compliments of just like, oh, it's such a well done, brilliant script. If this is what horror has to live up for the year, then my God bless it. Then I'm just like, oh God, you can take your fucking holy cross and shove it up that black goat's ass for all I give a fuck. Fuck this movie.
Sam.